The recent hostilities with India highlight why a comprehensive and resilient security framework is crucial for Pakistan, not only to protect our borders but also having a strong economy capable of supporting and protecting its people. At the core of Pakistan's national security should be economic stability, an area where historically we have fallen short. Our economy faces several significant challenges that leave us vulnerable, both domestically and internationally. High levels of debt, budget deficits, and energy crises have weakened our economic development. These challenges force us to rely heavily on international loans, making us susceptible to external influences, which limits our ability to act independently, especially in times of conflict. Currently, Pakistan's external debt has reached concerning levels, approximately 80% of our total economic output. This means we frequently have to borrow more money simply to repay old loans, creating a cycle of financial instability. Meanwhile, limited tax collection and widespread tax avoidance lead to continuous budget shortfalls, leaving insufficient funds for essential areas like infrastructure, education, healthcare, and defense. Such financial weakness directly impacts our national security, limiting our options and weakening public trust. Moreover, rising prices and a weakening currency have been hitting ordinary citizens hard. High inflation, particularly in essential goods like food and fuel, increases public frustration and weakens our internal unity, which is vital during crises. Further challenges include ongoing energy shortages and poor infrastructure, hindering industrial productivity and economic growth. These problems prevent Pakistan from effectively participating in global markets, limiting job creation and opportunities for our youth. This has led to high levels of youth unemployment, creating further frustration among the younger generation. However, these challenges also offer an opportunity for reform. To strengthen our national security, Pakistan urgently needs to implement economic reforms. First, we must practice disciplined financial management, expand our tax base, and improve transparency in government finances. Enhancing tax collection through technology and digital systems can increase government revenues, reducing our dependency on external loans. Addressing our trade imbalance is also crucial. We should focus on increasing exports and reducing dependency on imports by developing local industries and agriculture. This approach can help build foreign exchange reserves, essential for maintaining our economic independence. Additionally, investing in renewable and sustainable energy sources and infrastructure is vital. Renewable energy will reduce our energy crisis, lower costs, attract investments, and help our industries grow.